Details on an expansion plan at Tinker Air Force Base. The Norman School District takes a stand for its students. And a plan to increase trauma-informed mental health care in rural areas. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 16th. I'm Deborah Shar. Tinker Air Force Base plans to add more than 1,000 new jobs as part of an expansion plan. The base has acquired the Maintenance Repair Overhaul Technology Center and purchased nearby undeveloped land at Southeast 59th and Douglas. Tinker officials say the expansion will ease hangar shortages and support long-term aircraft maintenance. New maintenance facilities will be built on the site over the next 20 years. The technology center will become part of Tinker's operations. Oklahoma lawmakers are asking the State Ethics Commission if they can use campaign money to pay for personal security. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more.
In a bipartisan letter, Oklahoma's legislative leadership is asking the State Ethics Commission if it's within the rules for elected officials to use money they raised campaigning to protect themselves from political violence. The letter comes after a Minnesota state representative and her husband were shot and killed in a political act at their home last month. And it specifically requests the Ethics Commission to interpret recently updated guidance from their federal counterpart, known as the FEC, which does allow for such security expenditures, for things like home locks, alarm systems, and cameras, as well as security personnel and cybersecurity software and devices. The State Ethics Commission plans to review the rules for Oklahoma elected officials and address the question during their regular August 14th meeting at the state capitol. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Norman Public Schools passed a resolution this week to ensure all students, regardless of immigration status, receive equal education opportunities. NPS Superintendent Nick Migliorino told KOCO-TV that schools should be safe and supportive for every child.
Definitely not collecting, not worrying about immigration status, not going to do that. If a kiddo and a family shows up at the front doors of any of our schools, we're going to bring them in and meet them where they are and serve them in the best way possible.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters disagrees and says taxpayers deserve to know who is in Oklahoma classrooms. The state legislature and Governor Kevin Stitt have already rejected Walters' proposal to collect immigration data. A new effort to strengthen behavioral health services in rural Oklahoma is underway. Sierra Pfeiffer reports Northeastern State University's School of Social Work received a $2.3 million grant for the project.
The four-year grant will provide 60 social work master's students with stipends during their final semester at NSU. It will also cover training and workshops focused on trauma-informed care. Professor Eunjun Bong chairs the social work department and led the effort to apply for a chunk of federal funds. He says the program will prepare students to work in rural areas and with indigenous populations.
We want them to enter the workforce with strong clinical skills and trauma-informed approach and deep understanding of the unique needs of the population they serve.
Given the uncertainty surrounding many federal grants and recent cuts in mental health funding, the team was surprised by the news of the award, but says they are excited for the chance to make a difference. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.